This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
The Motions. It's a good song. Thank you, Matthew S., but isn't it a boring way to go through life? It's so easy to do, though, because it feels less risky than dreaming about things that may never happen. Are there any dreams that you've given up on because you're so long in waiting for them, you've lost hope? And I wonder if those are the kinds of dreams you've not told a soul about because it just feels easier in case nothing happens. And then it's one less thing that didn't pan out the way that you thought it would. When it's hard to dream, it's hard to believe God is still working. So no wonder we try to convince ourselves we should just stick with the same old, same old. It's easier and it feels safer. But Ephesians 2:10 talks about us being created for good works that were prepared from long ago so we could walk in them. It's not called a boring work or a comfortable work, but a good work because we serve a good God. What do you say we spend some time blowing the dust off those dreams and praying that we would walk in the works that God has for us and that we'd be open to Him doing new things? Heavenly Father, it's so easy to forget that you are the same God who did miracle after miracle. You parted the Red Sea. You rained down manna for the Israelites in the desert. You anointed a shepherd boy to become king over your people Israel. You fed the masses with a little. You healed the sick. You restored sight to the blind. And you raise the dead to life. You do extraordinary things on what feels like ordinary days. You don't do things the way we'd expect either. And instead of losing hope that our breakthrough is taking longer than we'd like, would you renew our hope in you? You are the God of hope, and we pray you fill us with hope so we don't miss what you're doing in our lives. Open our eyes to see you at work. Renew our hearts so they don't become hardened. Forgive us, Lord, for placing limits on what you can do. Forgive us for the limits we've placed on ourselves by believing that what others have said to us is more important than what you say. Forgive us for the lies and limits we've placed on ourselves that you never, ever intended. How good it feels to ask you, the God of hope, to fill us with joy and peace and to renew our minds. Help us to boldly go after the things you've called us to. You didn't create us to stay in a safe place doing safe things, but to live a full life. May this be the start of a new chapter as we embrace the good works you have for us. Strengthen us, Father, so we don't grow weary in doing your good work. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you for the opportunities to live differently today than we did yesterday. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.